Parshas Tazria deals with different inyanim of the Negoyim, which are inyanim. It's a special chelak of Ra, whatever it is, it's a special set of Averis, which is the only ones that have a manifestation in this world. All Averis are Einshim for the world to come. In a general way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes people who do bad, like in Mechukosai and so on. But the only place where you find specific Averis, which the Torah doesn't say what it is, but Akaponim, a specific Einish, for the whole part of Einish, is Parshas Negoyim. But Dovi, it needs an understanding why Manishtan is passing out the Parshas. One of the things that you find, one of the simonim that you find strange over here is there are Negoyim. Each Nega needs to have extra simonim of Tumah. There are three callings to the simonim of Tumah. There's Kosha Nega, if it spreads. There's Sar Lovon. And there is also Michya, Michsa Basa. The three are if there's a white hair inside it, or if it spreads out, or if it begins to heal, if there's flesh inside it's healed already. L'chura, the three simonim, difference point of the three simonim are simoni taira, because his pashtus is an inyan of taira, the michis abos, the fact that it begins to heal, should be a simon taira, and seir lovan is considered to be something positive. It says in the Medrash Tanchuma by Avraham Avinu that he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not going to be able to distinguish a zaken from a tzair. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he woke up in the morning and he saw that he had a white hair. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, this will be a simen of a teres. He said Avraham Avinu thought maybe something wrong with him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that this will be a teferes and a Torah for Zeven Zikna. So Lemaisa, these three Nyanim are Betzim and Nyanim that are good. And Mecholza is they're the ones that are Metame the Nega. Which needs to be understood in at least on the level of the Remesh of Adava. If it's a Remes, what's the in the same line of Adava Tomua in the Remes Inyan, you find that if somebody if it's Kulei Hafach Lavan, if the entire person this is one of the pleas Chazal bring down here that they asked this is one of the pleas how could a nega of Lavan be bad and a kulei hafach Lavan would be good. That's one of the pleas and different Chazal about who is the shayla about kulei hafach Lavan, why should it be tar. Another inyan that needs to be understood is that in the Piskei Dinim of Negoyim, you find an Inyan, you don't find any other Nega by any other Din. Lamaisa, everything is totally in the Din, in a Dayan. A Dayan is someone who is Paskins on Kola Terikula, Echot, Sholosh, Chof Gimel, Ayin Aleph, but Lamaisa, Kola Terikula is a Vehet, is Nimso to. It's not a din of a dayan, but it's nimsa to a chacham. The only thing that's nimsa to kahanim, there is a musik of bezus lakahanim for kachim, but if I say that bezus lakahanim was the chachamim shepa kahanim that paskin on inyan kachim specifically. The only inyan in psak that a kohen is musa to a kohen is inyan of the goyim. Ad kirikach, it says in Erechin that if you have kohen and amoret, and you have a talmud chacham, next to him, so the Talmud Chacham tells him say Tor, the Kohen says Tor, say Tomei, the Kohen says Tomei, and the Kilo the Kohen is just a parrot, and but yet it's totally in the Amiras HaKohen. It's also totally in Tfisas HaKohen. It's totally in the Kohen says Moshe, it says the Firois Eini HaKohen, and we learn a lot of Dinam Moshe, if it's a bias awful he doesn't come and see it. If it's a negative, it can be seen completely by the eye. It's round. It's all totally. All the dinim are just totally in the way the kohen sees it. It's almost the hefek of a din Torah. The Torah says v'dorash v'chakar tehete. It says that ein dayin al mashin avroyes. But that's after drush v'chakira. A dayin is drush v'chayka, And when he's mevarim malabin, the lashon is by Moitzi Shemra. It says that they should be Moitzi the Ksus Chutzah. They should look at it by the light. It's kilu. It means over there. It's a metaphor. It means a libun of the parsha completely. So in Inyanim, on all Inyanim Torah, a dayan is supposed to be malabin the Inyan Atumoy. He's supposed to be mevarim malabin chakir and isha. And here, if I care, the first way it greets the Kohen's eye, the Kohen comes and he sees it's dark, then he doesn't look at it. The Kohen sees it this way, so it's a double thing. First of all, you give it over to the Kohen who is not the Seichel and the Chochma, but whatever it is, the Kohen is, it's Kedusha, whatever else the Kohen would be. And also, even the Kohen himself, there's no Chakira, no Drisha, no Oimek, it's the fear of the Kohen. And it needs to be understood what's the union of the Kohen, the Tzura, Kohen and the Tzura of the way he's Nageh. In the time of Negoyim, so the time that everybody that's Shogun, Chazal give a few reasons, there's a Vice in Sachs that gives a long list of reasons, but the time that Shogun everybody's, in everybody's mind is the time of Lashon Hara, which Chazal do talk a lot about it. But we just seem to jump to the end. That the Mida Keneged Mida is that he set aside. There's not we don't have enough of a Havana in the Etzim Mitzias of Negoyim. Where do you have an expression of the Chait? It's Kilu. It's a Simen Balmer. It could have been painted pink. They could have put a circle around it. They could have done different things. Kadosh Baruch Hu could have done different things. And the end result is the Barad Yeshiv. But it's mistava that if there's a specific oinish over here, a specific aveira, it's probably the only place that we said that's such a specific inyan. Except for Saita is the only other inyan where you have some mahalach and teva of branding a chayta. There should be something in the whole mahalach of the chayt and the tzura of the oinish, the tzura of the negoyim, the inyan negoyim, that we should have a more of a tfisa in the Inyan of where Shaykh to Lashon Hara, to Matzei Shema, to Chepe Adibu. I want to start with another time. There's a time, Nachman Bavli gives a time for Negoyim that he says, I don't know if it's Be'atzma, if it's Breisa, that he says that the time is because of the Chet, goes back to the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. The Isha's Oynesh is Kisazriya B'Selet Zohar and the Tzar Leida and so on and so forth. And the Bavli says the other half of the Parsha, the Tumas Leida, is Shayach to the Isha's Oynesh, and this is Shayach to the Man's Oynesh. So I'd like to try to understand everything that Shayach to the Aslan has. Shazoch HaTov, but there's a specific Nekuda, I guess, if we sing this out over here, that Shayach specifically over here. Let's try a little bit to understand. It's an inyan bechlal in chet and in the mahalchi chet. There's a whole inyan that this is be'etzim the mokum where it comes to play. There's a lashon in the svarim when they speak about a person who does a chet. So the lashon is he becomes a merkava for the koyches atuma. Merkava is Merkava the Kedusha. It says you, in Yecheskel you have a whole Merkava that carries the Shechina. You have a Merkava that with the other Sakdoshim were called Merkava the Shechina. They carry the Shechina, they were the Merkava. And there is a Inyan of a Merkava for Tuma. And a person who doesn't have Vera, all the Sfarim that I speak about these Inyanim, bring in, introduce a parasha, becoming a merkava, the tumah. A parallel or similar inyan, it says on different inyanim of chait, and different inyanim of oinish, that the person gives a yenika to chitzayim. That's the lashon. He gives a yenika to chitzayim, and b'meila, literally it means he feeds the koiches of tumah, the bria, and b'meila it requires different kaparas, different einshim, and so on. But those are two inyanim that are listed as being the chumra of avera. One is becoming a merkava de tuma, and the other one is becoming being yearning to chitzayim. I want to explain it. There's a Gemara that says, we spoke about it a week or two ago, from Shabbos by Mincha. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to. The Gemara says someone took tzedakah from the Malchus Ikpa Grav, and he says, don't you believe in the pasuk? It says, "Be voish ksira tishabarna noshim voish meiris." That it says when the sticks will dry out, when the branches dry out, you can crack them. They will snap and break, and then noshim, and then the women will just put them into the fire and they'll burn up. So that's why you're not allowed to take tzedakah from umasayla. So uchazala being megala is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Ra in the Bria, or left a mokrim for Ra in the Bria, Ra itself is not a viable entity in its own right. It doesn't have its own metzias that it can survive on. Let's give a mashal. Let's say you have two umas. You have Umma Aleph and Umma Beis, and they're always fighting. Now, Umma Aleph itself has its own country, it survives, and it's a viable entity. Umma Beis has its own country and it's a viable entity. And everyone wants the other one's country. That's one echitimtza of a fight. Let's say you have Umma Aleph, and you have a mafia, you have Ganovim. You have a people who are criminals, but they're a very, very large gang. And the fight, the difference is the nature of people that are criminals is they couldn't run a society on their own even if they wanted to. There's no Eitzah. They're not interested in running their own country. They're not even interested in taking over the entire country, because if they would take everything over, then they couldn't survive. They don't have mahalchi chayim. They only chetim to the parasites. They can only live on the cheshbon of another guf that's living, and be yenik from him. The difference between good and bad, tov and ra, is just like it says in the pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "I'm giving you Tov and Ra, I'm giving you Chayim and Mavis." Tov is Chay because it's a viable Metzias b'fnei Atzma. The Tov that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made in the Bria is a Metzias that can be Mekayim itself. It's B'tzel Melekim, it's a Chelek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzias, and just like HaBiyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzias exists within itself, it's self-sufficient, so to speak, HaViyachol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need anything else. Toiv Be'etzev is something that lives on itself, doesn't need anything else. It has its own mitzias. And B'meila, Toiv is, and B'meila, it's synonymous with Chayim. Just like a living entity supports itself, it finds its own food and it digests its food and it gets rid of its waste products and defends itself and so on. And anything that's Chayim has a Metzias Kayemis. Anything that's Toiv in the Bria has a Metzias Kayemis. Once Mas Ramchal says that Toiv and Ra are exactly equal in the Bria. Exactly. They have to be, because Zelo Maseh. The only difference is that at some point Ra will come to an end, and Toiv never comes to an end. So it's not the Pshat that it's an outside thing, that, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, decided on a whim that Toiv is going to last forever and Ra will cut off at some point. It means that the Metzias of Toiv is an enduring Metzias. It's a Metzias that has Kiyum in itself, mitzad its Metzias, because the only thing that has Kiyum in itself is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Toiv is of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Toiv is of the nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Takanid HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring it into the world and to give it a Kiyum. But mitzad its Mehalchim, it's self-sufficient, and it's Kayim. Ra is a Mahalach that has no Kiyum, it's Aratzma. So just like if you were to leave over a country, let's say you were to take an island and dump a few hundred thousand criminals there, they would keep eating each other up alive until there'd be one left. The same thing with Ra. Ra mitzvah atzma has no metzias. It only is kayam because it's yonik from Torah. So Ra in the Bria itself was put into the Bria for a tachlis, or at least it was given a metzias in the Bria for a tachlis. But mitzad its atzmius, it's something that from the day it's put into the Bria, it should have shriveled and died out. And that's the reason why, Lamashal, you find Adam Arishan, he would have waited till Shabbos. It says he would have gone to Gan Eden forever, because Ram Mitzar Atzmai can't survive. It has no Koiches of Kiyum Atzmai. But it has the ability to be Yenik from Toif. Just like a parasite digs into a host and lives off the Chiyas of the host, Ra lives off the Chiyas of Toif. And the Mela, that's where it has a kiyum. So that's why Chazal said that the worst thing a person can do for Ra and the Bria in Umas Olam is to allow them to continue having some toif. As long as they're giving to Klal Yisrael, the yonik toif from Klal Yisrael, they become a chelik of that mitzias, and b'meila the schusim that they yonik from Klal Yisrael give them a kiyum. So the Gemara says that's why it's also because b'vayish kaseir of Tisha B'Av, the mahalach is to let them dry out and disintegrate. That is the mahalach of Ra being yonik from toiv, and b'meila it has to become it destroyed. It has to become bottled. You find l'mashal by Malchus Remi, it says that when Shleima Malach was Baal Basparoi, the Malach Avil came and it was nota a stick in a corner in Italia, the Yamsha, Italia Shayovan, and that's where Rome grew. In other words, you needed a Yenika from Shlomo HaMelech to create that Metzius. Without the Yenika from Shlomo, it wouldn't have happened. And same thing with the word that person becomes a Merkava for Tumah. Tumah itself is helpless. It can't be Miskayim. A person lends himself with the element of Torah himself as a Merkava, that's when he becomes a Merkava for Tumah. Let's understand it a notch in Koyach HaNefesh, a notch further. If a person, let's say a person is a glutton, he is a terrible type of Sachila, and he's Shakur and type of Sachila. So you can deal with it. You can confront a person and tell him it's terrible, it's bad, and so on, and it's possible to work with it and to get rid of it. Let's say the person talked himself into it that it's the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh, and he's a glutton, the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. It's much harder to get rid of it because there's a half a dozen chazal about how important it is to be misaning on Shabbos, and whatever it is, you can't encircle his achila and say this is Ra, get rid of it, because it has tentacles deep into Nyonik Dusha, so it's part and parcel of the Shabbos, and b'meila it's very hard to separate the two. So when a person is mezavik an inyan of toiv or inyan of Ra, when he's mezavik the Ra with the toiv, then he gives the Ra yinika that's very hard to get rid of. It becomes a binyan ariyat, sort of the shidduch between the two. There's no way to get rid of it. A person who's very mean to somebody else, a person who's Ra to somebody else, so it's possible to tell him how could you do it, and rachmanis and teirim and amchaver and so on and so forth. But if the person latches on a l'shem shemayim to it, it's very hard. I can't. It's a mitzvah to be rid of him. You have to get rid of him, and you have to put him down, and so on and so forth. Very, very hard. So any time a person when a person lets Ra be by itself, then it can be destroyed. If you attack it head on, you can destroy it. The minute it puts tentacles into the tzad ha-toiv, very hard, because it thrives off the toiv. Just like a cancer that's self-contained can be gotten rid of, once it starts living off the good flesh, it becomes very hard to get rid of it. It's attached to something else, and you can't destroy one without destroying the other. It's the same. It's exactly the same mahalak. So in the Olam of Ra, there's a special inyan of there's a double ra. There's the ra itself, which is bad, and then there is the fact that it latches on to a yonim of taif, and latching on to yonim of taif gives it its kiyum that it does in a worse way than if it would have been. It gives it a kiyum and a chiyus that it doesn't have on its own. So let's look at the simonim that we spoke about. The simonim of tumah are simonim of good, and that the Eshbetzer makes on that b'chura. These are good simonim. It began. There's a little bit baser michya. It's baser that returned to its original color in the middle. There's a seir lovan and so on. The answer is adrabba. The rav the negoyim is that it began to be yonik itzchias from a makom toyv. That it began to latch on. It has a tarivis of the ra and the toiv in it that didn't have before. That's where you get the rash of shavoy, and it's that makes it into davatamik, and that's why kulay hafach lavan is tohar, because something that's completely ra, if a person knows he has a problem and it's completely ra, that's tohar. Then it's a question of just when it's going to wither. The tumah is when it's a taribus of ra and toiv, and it allows the ra to be unique from the toiv. That's when it has no. That's where it has no tikva. So the simoni tumah are dafkin yonim that are toiv, because the person needs the two together, and that's the pshat in the inyan of eitz hadas toiv ra that Nachman Babi says the shayush of his chet. But the eitz hadas toiv ra is an eitz. The ultimate ra, the chura, that the prophet wanted to make two trees. He should have made eitz achayim and eitz amavus, eitz of toiv and eitz of ra. Why was one chayim and one is eitz hadas toiv ra? The answer is because there is no an eitz hara is not an eitz. It dries. It doesn't. It can't live on its own. You can't plant a tree that's fully ra. The tree that's ra is where the ra is able to be yoni from the toiv. You can't grow a parasite by itself. A parasite can only grow with the host. So ra could only grow when it's mechuber and me'urav together with the toiv. Chet adibur has a special kinetic over here. A person's milus, a person's diagus of activities range in three levels. There's machshava, there's dibur, and there's maisa. Anyone who has any who's ever looking to save it, those are the three levels of a person's actions. Machshav is most noble of them, dibur is second, and maisa is third. And there are all sorts of nafkaminis between those three areas. And the further up you go, the harder it is to be mashrish, the harder it is to have something that's ra by itself. The marshal, the maral says there's dvarim betalim, but there's no such thing as machshava betalim. He also explains it, and so on. That's one inyan. But there's another inyan. A maisa can be kulei ra. A maisa can be a maisa that's ra mitchilosat. So if a person does an aveira from A to Z, the maisa itself is bad. In dibur, it says by the Meraglim that kol dibur that doesn't have emes in it is not miskayim. You can't tell. You can do an aveira completely. You can't talk about doing an aveira completely. Nobody will listen to somebody. If somebody comes and says, "Rabbi, I've got a phenomenal aveira to do. It's chayef koris, and schila, and sreifa, and chenek. It's not miskabel." A person can do an aveira that's terrible. But in dibur there's a tarevis. Some element of latching onto toiv has to be there. And that's why if a person says a lie, he needs to build in an akud of toiv, or else in olam dibur doesn't exist. Dibur is one step above maisa. It's not as grub as maisa. Maisa is kulei guf, so just like whatever behemoth does, a person's guf can do. In olam maisa, a person can do ra. In dibur, since dibur has in itself it's mikoiches ha'adam bedafka, so if there's no tarevis of toiv, if a person doesn't say it a shtikl emes, if a person doesn't use words that dress it up in toiv, its message not effective. There is no message of kulei ra. So b'meila in chetei adibur, there's a special angle of ra with these inyanim in this inyan. In all other inyanim, we say that the etzem ma'aseh is ra, And a person needs to be yoinik from Torah. So a person, the muscle, a person steals and he's dishonest, but he gives money to tzedakah to sort of kind of give him schusim. But so it's two separate ma'aser. So there's the ma'aser ra itself, and there's the yinika from Torah which comes separate. So the person steals on one side, but he gives tzedakah on the other side, and that's where he gets his yinika from, the schusim. In dibur, the dibur itself needs to be yoinik from both places. There is no dibur that's kulei sheker. That's a dibur that's kulei sheker is not it's a fantasy. It's not a dibur. It's not miskav. The person needs that. Or lemashal lashon hara. Lashon hara b'darach kol comes dressed up as l'shem shemayim. This is a terrible thing, and has to be made public, and everybody should know about it, and the person has to be shown his place, and so on and so forth. In inyanei dibur, because it's a little bit nobler than in inyanei ma'isa, the tarivus of Tev and Ra is in the Etzem Ma'isa itself. That's it. So b'meile, Chet HaDibur specifically, the Torah gave us a parasha of a metzias where the person has an einish of a nega, and it becomes tamei when it begins to be yoinik of the Torah. We asked, where do you have it in the Etzem metzias of the nega? And the answer is that in the Etzem Metzius of the Nega, there is a Metzius of... The Etzem Tzura of the punishment is a Nega, which is basically dead flesh. It's Bosa Mace, that's what it's called. Tzaraas is a piece of flesh that's basically become lifeless. With a Yenika of Taibin, without a Yenika, without a Koyach of Ispashtas, without a little bit Bosa Chai in the middle, without a Seyalovan, it won't be Tamek. It's only when you have the tyravis of the two that you become tamei. That's the metzias of diburim that are ra, and that's what the person's einish is better. The same thing becomes his final einish. The nituk from other people is the pshat, the zelu maseh. Your metzias, a baal lashon hara, can only survive if he has people to tell it to. He's a hoylach rachel. He needs to live off society. He needs to see something bad by A and report it to B. The nituk from society is the pshat. It's the hefech of the tarevus eitz asevra. It's separating. It's a havdalah between tayver and ra. So let's start for a second. The inyanim, the tayver here is dealing with chet at a very basic level. That all chet that's ra kuloi, it has no kiyum, and b'meila, you need tarevus of toiv, and what really fuels that vera, if a person does not need to fight the fire itself. As long as it cuts off the source of fuel or oxygen, in a minute or two the fire is gone. So the chacham cuts off the supply, not the thing itself. The mitzias of ra itself will wither if the person is able to divorce it from toiv and have its own mitzias. And then it'll wither. Nobody wants to live with ra. Especially, it's a type of intermingling that is manifest in dibur more than other place. Because in dibur taka, the etzem dibur itself needs some elements of toiv for a person to be able to say it and to be accepted and to find a mitzias. And that's where the Torah gave this whole passion. We asked about the kohen, why the kohen is mitar. So. Let's understand one on the Kudon Yosefis. It says that a dayan is done l'fi roiv. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu is done l'fi roiv. Midas Hadin weighs toiv versus ra. And if a person's maisim is mostly toiv, so he's nidan l'toiv. Person's maisim is mostly ra, then it's ra. And in the Mishnah it says that that's a midas chesar kadosh baruch to be done up piroiv. So that means a dayan's psokim are the ability. He can't separate the toiv from the ra. If somebody is mostly ra, there's no way to separate out the toiv and to say, well, this nekuda is toiv, and vice versa. It's a kololistic din. Midas hadin goes baseroiv. That's what kadosh baruch gave it. Achiram lahatis. And b'meila, you need not feel the right. But so there's no tikkun on this intermingling. It stays intermingled, but you pass on the fee what the rave is. There is, it says, there is a midah that is able to separate the two. It says, L'moshel be'aron ha'koyen, he would see a choyte, and he would befriend him. That's a famous chazal, the Aaron was Oyev Shalom, Oyev Shalom. So it says, he would see somebody that's doing a choyte, he would befriend the person, and the person would start thinking to himself, if Aaron ha'koyen only knew what I was doing, he wouldn't look at me. And by Megla, the person would stop doing that choyte. I mean, Chazal are calling secure tactics. They're explaining a nekuda. A person who's shayach to something that's toiv, a kulay toiv, a very toiv, then the mela, he becomes painfully aware of the difference in the two nekudos. Aaron HaKoyen's chesed wasn't the pshat that he accepted the choyte as a choyte. He was able to dehead even the miut of toiv and the choyte. In his own seichel and das, just like a person who's in a school, a principal or a teacher can only decide a priori. He can say, listen, he's done one or two or three good things, he's done 100 bad things, that, you know, the Midas Adin says no. A mother, if she's not blind, she understands the chesreinus. But she sees the toiv as the etzem mitzias, and everything else as a klipa to get rid of. The toiv iron that Aaron had, says, v'ro Aaron v'sama v'libcha, the Aaron was able to see the nekuda of toiv as such, and b'meila, once he was toifesed as toiv, then everything else, that was the hafrada of the toiv and the ra. It was a threat in the other direction. Because he was toifes, it was boirer by taking out the oichel from the psalas. He took the oichel, and the male of the psalas fell away. He latched onto the person's toif. He looked at the person and said, you know, I was very impressed by whatever it was. So once he's magged him as such, then he makes a havdolah between toif around the person, and now there's a mokum for the chalois for to fall away. In the middle of a dayan in this world, dayan can only go basarai, and therefore the mitzias stays meura, and that's the best you can do in this world. So everything else is nimsa takarish baruch hu. A kohen has a special yichud that he can be mafid to, not so much because he deals with the ra, but because he can be toichem, he can make a tchum, he can describe, circumscribe the toiv. And latch onto it, and the male the Rav falls away. And that was Aaron HaKoyen's Ekatimtzu, was he saw the Tzad HaToiv as being the etzem of the person, and the Ra as being something separate. And the male, once the person saw the reflection of Aaron HaKoyen's Tzvis in him, that the etzem this person is Toiv, and the Ra is a parasite living off it, then the person himself could drop the Ra. That was the oimik of Aaron's Yatzis. So the male in this Indian, where the Torah is makpid on this Afrodim, the Torah, it's the Re'ois Eni HaKoyen. There was no din al pisa, we asked al pisaichel, you know, if the Koyen is Amaretz, you just parrot what the other person is saying, it says the Re'ois Eni HaKoyen. Fakir, seichel itself can only be done if you're right. Something that's 51% good and 49% bad, then the din says toiv. If something 51% bad and 49% good, seichel says bad. Aaron HaKoyen has a koyach to be mafrid to because of his midah of toiv. He could dehear the tzad toiv as being the atzmius, and everything else as being just a klipa. And the mela, he was able to be bare one from the other. In a certain sense, this is, I mean, in a person's avoda on his chelik of ra, on his own chelik. That is the mitzias of. This is the parasha. Very few people have to deal sometimes with specific aveiros, but that's rare. A lot of times it's because the person's aveiros have a kiyum because they're intertwined with something toif. A person who likes to put down other people, my tefid is dry for learning. A person would like to show off my tefid is dry for davening in a very noticeable way. A person who dislikes somebody else might be feeding off the midah of the emes, and this is shekel, so on and so forth. There is no end to the intermarriage of tov and ra in our peches and nefesh. And that's why it's so hard to get rid of it. We do live both worlds. We live with our own shortcomings, with our own constraints, and we do try to do what's right. And the mela, there are a lot of places of contact where one feeds off the other. And the hardest part is, the averis that are difficult, kishla atzmam, are difficult, but they're separate entities. A person knows this addiction is bad. So he can work with it. He knows very clearly it's bad. He wants to get rid of it. It's hard, but he gets rid of it. But if a person who learns to marry the two, to marry off is the midas ra'as with the ma'asim tovim, that becomes very, very difficult. And it requires probably the elementary approach, the elementary people is to separate the two mentally, to understand, listen, yes, technically it's a mitzvah what I'm doing, but the real reason I'm doing it is because of A, because of B, because of C. I'm doing it for bad reasons, specifically. And it's very difficult, because sometimes, let's say a person learns well, but he does have some avos hakavod. You can't pass the learning for it. On the other hand, sometimes a person can be a terrible lakanta. So, when does a person know when it's shaloi lishma, that's boi lishma doing? And when is it lakanta that's mutter? That a person needs a chavatayv to tell him when is it bad and when is it good. But that etzem mitzias, that a person has to learn to be mad for himself. Listen, I am learning well, and there's good kaychas going in. It's also feeding certain other kaychas. The etzem understanding that it's not talish or kulit chelas, that there's something other kaychas that are amazing it, is the beginning of the havana and the tfisa. And mitzacheni, the other half of it is when a person is dealing with somebody else. Even if for a person that's roiv ra, there is also a havana. Yes, if the person should understand somebody who's roiv ra is technically ra, and halachically that's what it is. But a person can find in him the kudah of toif. And if the person focuses on that type and gives over that sort of type to that person, if the person sees a reflection back of Aaron's status, then that gives the person the ability to start working with himself. It's almost two extremes. On the one end, we have a person that thinks he's doing kulei type, and b'meila he's not aware of the fact how much ra is being designed from what he thinks is toiv. On the other hand, you have somebody else that seems to be moli ra, but there are kaychas of toiv there, and the fact that the person exists means that he has a reason for existing, and to work on the ra itself, there has no makom. The ra is never a metzius. It's always a cancer that has tentacles on toiv. The real echetim to bring somebody is the herring after kuda, and when a person is able to see it as such, to see that as the asset of the person, then b'meila, the rest of it falls away. There is no, the avoda is always the avoda of being mevar toy from ra. It's not, the person doesn't have to work with the ra, the person is mevar. So when a person is in a basically tov mode, the avoda is to be menatic ra from it, to understand the little capillaries of ra that keeps latching onto it, to be aware, to keep cleaning them out, that's one. And fakir, the person that seems to be entangled in ra, the ability to, that person itself should understand that all this is just it's a big bubble that's only feeding on causes of the type. And if I was able to find out the kud of type and focus in it, everything fall away also, that's the tikkun for the sarahefech, where the person sees it cannot kuli ra, but there is that the kud where the person can latch on. Chance.